Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Armatron from the Creation Lightship. And today we're having another wonderful BBS program. Right, today is the day of the twos here, or February 22nd, 2012. So, I wonder what that means. So, anybody have any insight on today out there? There's some callers in tonight. We'll do a emotional clearing for everybody. In fact, I'll do a mental clearing. I don't always do mental clearings. That's just almost as important as the emotional. So here we go. Let's do a mental clearing to maybe help your head feel better. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're doing, everybody. And we'll see if Carrie's on. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday night on BBS with Ron and the Creation Lightship. We're on Station 1 tonight. So if you would like to call in, I'll give the numbers out now real quick. They're under the play button for Station 1. And the toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. We could try area code 530-413-5011. So, yeah, that's a lot of twos, Ron. Quite a lot of zeros as well. Well, a couple of zeros. We could do 02222012.
Okay, so let's do the twos first here.
Okay.
We'll clear the twos out. Here we go. So 1, 2, oh boy, 3.
Uh-oh.
I'm yawning. 4 and 5. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's been kind of rough here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next we'll do the ones. 1, 1. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now we got the zero to do. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Carrie.
Okay.
Back to you. So.
Yeah. So.
But, this is something
that we could
clean here.
Yeah. Yawning. Bonnie's yawning. Thank you, Ron. She says. Kathy says double trouble 2222 and the terrible two says well. Oh yes. Tom heavy with mental, and Trent saying, yeah, I've been a little too mental today. So thanks for those clearings for the mental body. Mike is mentioning that he did Akashic records, I think timeline crashes, for slavery, and so much energy moving with the timeline crashes. So that's interesting. What was I going to say? It just popped out of my head. Oh, yes. Neat is mentioning that today is Ash Wednesday. I can't remember what that means. I was speaking to a friend in England yesterday, and it's Pancake Day. I don't know if you have that here. We have Pancake Day, Shrove Tuesday, I think it's called, in England, and everybody eats pancakes on Shrove Tuesday. Do you have that here, Ron? I'm not sure. It's a religious thing.
I've heard of that.
No,
well, I hope your homemade pancakes, not the...
Not Chinese hair pancakes?
Chinese hair pancakes, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So yeah. If you're new to the show and you're wondering why we're saying Chinese hair pancakes, it's only because if you go on the internet and you Google Chinese hair...
And dough, bread.
Bread will come up with that... information that, but you can find it out yourself. I don't need to be the bringer of bad news for all your bread lovers. I think it's used for dough softeners and things and condition the dough.
Yeah.
Condition it for us. I mean, geez, I mean, what's, I don't know, you, the old days, I remember watching my mother make dough. It was, you know, it's got the flour, you know, and something in their yeast or something, and some water and something else, and she had kneaded, you know, on the counter and put it in the oven, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what doing, you know, that if you bang the floor or something, it, you know, wouldn't rise or something, but, you know, I'm not a...
A baker?
...means, but anyway. Oh, back to you, Carrie. We'll kind of get out of this here.
Okay, well, CMD is asking, why are you clearing numbers?
Numbers? Well, that's the new NATO chart, and they control us by numbers. So, what is that? I don't know what to do here. I would, let's just clear, we already cleared 0, 1, and 2. So I'm going to bring back those numbers to you. If your body, okay?
Okay.
We're gonna back to zero. Here it comes. I'll count to five. Guys, getting ready. Sitting down. Probably putting your hands up like, don't do this. But here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. I get the zero back on you. I'll do the one. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do the two. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now we'll see how you people feel.
Well, I feel short of breath now. I didn't feel so much when you took them off, but I feel more when you put them back on. Yeah, I feel like I'm breathing. My breathing is very shallow, and I have to say to myself, Carrie, take a deep breath. You need a deep breath, that kind of a feeling. Ooh.
Oh, take the throw away. You don't want to have the zero. Here we go. So one, two, three. I'm yawning now. So maybe it got other zeros in you people. One, two, three, four, and five. Nope. And let's get to one. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. Some more. One, two, three, oh, four and five. And now we got the twos. One, two, three, four, and five. Nope. Oh, you guys, how are you feeling now? You feel a little better?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Let's get a call-in person here.
Good idea. 888-627-6008. Or 530-413-5011. I have a helicopter over the house. Can you hear that, Ron? Do I need to shut my window? It got warm today. I was cooling.
It's okay. I don't hear anything buzzing.
Okay, good. All right, so, Mossy is saying it's the beginning of Lent. That's what all this Ash Wednesday and Shrove Tuesday is about. Janice says it's in the Catholic religion. I think for England it's just like general Christian stuff.
So when's the Last Supper?
When's the Last Supper?
When
all the pancakes have been eaten on Tuesday.
That's true, that's Last Supper, yep.
I don't know. Let's see, Ash Wednesday is where people are putting crosses on their foreheads. Oh dear, that's from Neat. Well, we have also a thing called hot cross buns in England. I wonder if that's today. I don't know, it's been so long since I lived there. But we do the Pancake Tuesday, and then there's Hot Cross Bun Day, and that's when all the bakeries sell these round little pastry bun things with a big X on them, and those are hot cross buns. And that's, I guess, the cross. So, I don't know what that means. I can't remember any of this stuff.
Wow.
But it's, you know, it's all Christian stuff, and I guess that's what it is, the beginning of Lent. Maybe we're allowed pancakes and hot cross buns because we have to not have any goodies for 40 days of Lent or something.
What?
Yeah.
Rules.
I know. Well, everybody likes their pancakes and their hot cross buns, though, but then you're supposed to abstain from something for 40 days. So, all right. Marcy's pointing out that numerology is not great for us. Back to the number topic there. So, I know there was a question back here somewhere, and I'm scrolling around to find it. Oh, and Joel was adding up the numbers of today's date, and it comes to 11. Our good old friend, number 11. Oh gosh, where did that question go? I'm sorry, I've got a few pages, I'm going back now. And somebody's computer crashed. Where was that? That was interesting. When you were doing the number clearings, I think it was Liz. Liz's computer crashed. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm going back a few pages trying to find a question here. So now I'm going forward. Sorry about this. Alexander's asking, what kind of clearing was the one we just did? And I'm not sure when you wrote that in, but it might have been numbers. Have you cleared anything other than numbers? You did a mental clearing, and then you did the numbers on today's date.
If you did the mental, that would be a big one. That was the first one I would do was the mental clearing.
Yeah. Okay. Day before Good Friday. Yeah, we've got a lot of Christian religion days going on. Oh, Marcy's saying we sang songs about hot cross buns. And she's saying I'm not from England.
The Good Friday was the last day that they ate, huh?
Was it? Is that what it, yeah. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of 40 days till Good Friday. Oh, Good Friday is the other end of the 40 days of abstinence, I see. Okay. Okay, Janice is asking, could we please have a clearing for the ashes and crosses on our foreheads? Uh-oh. Prepare to go numb, everybody.
Boy, I guess we could have it in the past, you know. You never know.
Yeah.
Why? Here we go, everybody. Oh. Or putting a cross on your forehead of ashes. I wonder if the ashes were anything special. That one. So here we go. Never mind.
Don't think about it.
Go any further. One, two, there goes the ashes. Three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Why? Okay. How are you guys feeling?
I feel something on the bridge of my nose and then just a bit higher between my eyebrows. Ooh. Like a pressure-y feeling. Something's going on there. Okay, let's see if anybody writes anything in. Or calls. 888-627-6008. Touch your keypad pads, folks, and give us a call. We're yearning for callers tonight, can you tell? Okay. Here's a clone question while we're waiting for a caller, Ron. Mike is asking, Ron, am I clone free if I can remember a lot of details for my job?
Oh, the clone has a 2-week memory. They get passed on. So as long as that information gets passed on to you, that means that the clone is very efficient. Some days you may have a bad day or not understand what's happening. That's because the clone that you may have isn't very smart. Oh, you can look at people around you. But, yeah, the clones go in and out of us every 10 minutes. So you may just have clones that might be a little more intelligent. And I'd like to know if anybody's seen people changing a little bit. Maybe have a conversation with somebody, and all of a sudden they kind of go blank. Or they jerk, or they look down on the ground, or they look up. Maybe that's why when somebody gets attacked sometimes verbally, they look down on the ground, you know, like they don't know what to do. No?
Huh.
I don't know.
You know, interesting.
Yeah, you scold somebody, a little kid, they don't look at you in the eyes. They look down on the ground like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Maybe the clone doesn't want to be ridiculed, so they look down.
Well, they're just trying to not connect to the energy.
Yeah, comment on that. They have children and have watched their children. Maybe we got a school teacher online who can say, yeah, that happens a lot. You know, we'll see. So, be very interesting. Or maybe you're dealing with people like that, too, who don't know how to do anything other than looking down when you talk to them because they don't want to have eye contact because the clone doesn't know what to do, so... If you looked into their eyes, you'd see nothing, probably. You know, so the clone probably left, and they're trying to figure out which one to bring in, and the person just kind of held in stasis in front of you. Anyway, let's get some callers here. And we do have a Q&A tonight after the BBS show. We'll give the phone number out near the end of the program here. Same number as we had before last week, so if you know what that is, that'll work, too. 559 number.
I got it. 559-546-1301. And then the PIN is 50-63-99 and the pound sign. 50-63-99 pound. So we have a few comments, Ron, about the cross on the forehead. Janice says, very weird, thanks. Kathy says, my forehead feels warm. Liz says, I'm having a tough time feeling anything today. Mika says, I feel pressure above bridge of nose. And Cammy says, top of her head in the chakra area, she's feeling energy. Let's see, I'm clicking. Larry's saying, healing, releasing the ritual of the ashes or false ascension. So, interesting. So, I'm just looking down. Okay. So, I can still feel stuff in the bridge of my nose. That's interesting. It's still swishing around in there. I was going to sneeze when you were doing it, but I didn't quite formulate a full sneeze, so it didn't happen. Cammy is asking if there are any unknown activations going on in us on a timeline. Any unknown activations going on in us on a timeline?
Oh, yeah, all the times, I'm sure. Yeah, that's probably pretty, yeah, I would say yeah. Definitely yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Hard to say what it would be, but sure that that is definitely a true true statement.
So Mossy's wondering if it is safer to look down, I guess, if you're feeling attacked. It seems like there's a beginning part to this sentence that I'm not seeing. But or is it safer to look down and not be attacked? So I would say yes, it probably is, because you... I would think, Ron, if you don't make eye contact with somebody, there's going to be a little bit less energy coming at you, would there? Would that?
Well, I would assume so, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Refreshing the fast chat here. Okay. TP is wondering, Ron, if you'll be heading to L.A. again this year.
October? In October. That date, I don't know what it is yet. I don't know if they have the date, but we'll be going there in October. Last year, I think it was the first, I think maybe it straddled the last days in September, and it was like on the 1st or 2nd of October or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's right. But if you do a Google for Conscious Life Expo October 2012, that might be something up. I don't know. I haven't looked either. But sometime in the beginning of October.
Yep.
Ron will be back down. So Ed has an interesting clone question. Can a clone be cloned?
I don't think a clone can be cloned. I don't think the alien races would allow that. And they would have a war.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because then they're taking away their specimen.
Yeah.
So you'd have a lot of problems. I would imagine they could try that. But I think there'd be a lot of stuff going on with that situation.
They might not hold enough juice to be fractured out into tons of clones. A clone itself, maybe.
Yep. That's how I would see that. I don't think they'd want to even attempt that.
Yeah, so, okay. I am not seeing any other questions. Can you guys quickly think of some questions for me to read out? Doina is asking, can we clear the baptized energies, the energies around being baptized? Uh-oh, that'll be a big one.
I can do a little bit of that. I may have to put that actually online. But we can clear a little bit, so.
Okay.
Probably only get about 1% of it off you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that energy, but also you may want to go into the religious clearing on the website. We got a God clearing, then we have that religious indoctrination clearing. That's what I would say you'd probably want to get into.
Yeah.
That would be the one.
What was it we were doing the other day on the show where a lot of people were having a reaction, and I remember my whole hand and up my arm went numb on the right side. What were we doing that day? That was a really strong one, too. I can't remember what you were clearing. It was some religious thing.
Well, I think that was the one that... dealt with the ascension energies of the Egyptians. That was pretty rough.
No, it was before that. That was rough too. It was a different one. It was a. It was something to do. Something had come up about. Oh, maybe it was. Gosh, no. I feel like it was churches, not pyramids. I remember all the Egyptian-y stuff, but I don't know. I'm a little all over the place today. So. But I remember we were talking about those two clearings in relation to what you were doing that day. I think it was a week or a little over a week ago. But, yeah, that Egyptian stuff was super heavy for most people, too. Let's see. Janice is asking, is there anything we can do about the activation? Some was happened to me today with my ankle, leg, and left hip. So probably something happened to me today, that should maybe say, with my ankle, leg, and left hip.
Well, we can see if you have any critters in there. So we'll take off some critters. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And more critters being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so just going to see how you're feeling there. Hopefully you have a little more movement possibly in that location. Alien critters come in there into our joints and stuff, so you probably do an alien critter release. What do you think? Maggots on people's heads? They like to feel that sometimes.
Yeah, let's do that one.
That one, almost everybody feels their head to kind of get scratchy and these things get moving around. So here we go, everybody. Get ready. One, to the maggots on the top of your head squirming around. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get rid of some more of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. If anybody felt anything, you know, crawling around or squirming. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, my scalp is a little itchy, unfortunately. Better note that down and get on the alien attack page and do maggots. It's amazing we don't have flies flying out of the top of our head with all these maggots all the time. Shannon is wondering, oh no, Shannon's husband is wondering whether, if you know if the black energy, black widow energy is still here. You had mentioned some battles recently with the black widow energy a few weeks back. So he's wondering if that energy is still here. Did you mute yourself, Ron? I don't think we can hear you.
Yeah. I'd say about 80% of that is no longer here. So that's what it feels like to me.
Oh, good.
So it is on its way out. Haven't seen any recently, but I'm sure that it's probably, you know, lurking, but it feels like a lot of it got released here. You can always see how you're feeling with it. And how it's affecting you. So that's what I'm getting. Hopefully everything is good.
Okay, good. Now, when you get rid of those in that way, Ron, does it mean that the ones that are living in us are still here, or does it terminate those too? Or do we still need to get rid of those on the alien attack page and the 8-hour calls, the ones that are in our bodies?
Yeah, they can still be with you, but the ones we got rid of are the ones that are from the Beyondo.
Okay.
Soldiers are fighting, so.
Okay. Okay, so Marcy and Stephanie are both saying they got baptized twice, so that's pretty yucky.
Try to drown you each time.
Yeah.
First time didn't work, huh?
Oy, oy, oy. Yeah, well. I guess just do the clearing and get unplugged. I got baptized, and I have completely unreligious parents. I don't know why they baptized me. My brother didn't get baptized. I guess I should have been born second instead of first and dodged the bullet, but I didn't. Okay, so CMD is asking if you would talk a little bit about the Immaculate Conception, I guess it is, clearing. They're wanting some more information on that.
Okay, what that one does, it helps to get rid of the DNA in your body that's heavily charged. So that's a nice clearing to get rid of some stuff. Can't say it'll get rid of all of it, but it will probably help you out to have you basically conceived with parents that don't have a lot of gunk going into you. So unfortunately, you're already here, but it is a way to help yourself out with that. So it's mainly for conception. When the sperm hits the egg, a lot of that stuff is discharged from it. This is why I put it on the website, so you can have a cleaned out sperm and a cleaned out egg, pretty much of the DNA that would tend to harm you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
That's interesting. So if you're planning on having a baby, when could you do that clearing for the baby? Would you have to do it when, you know, the time that you think you conceived the baby, or would you do it before for the baby, or when would you do that?
Well, that's a good question. Probably want to do it, I don't know. That's a question that it's hard to answer. I just really don't have an answer for that one.
Okay.
You could go back on it when you do know that you have know that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how I would look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, because it could be just could be a problem. Remember, you're bringing in, if you are planning to have a child, need to know what that child is going to be in for when it comes here. And I think if all of us had a choice of not being here, not being born, we probably would say, I don't want to do that. So, but that's kind of the way I look at things here. So, somebody were to ask me, say, Ron, if I have a choice of having a child or not, would you say yes or no? I would say, definitely don't have one. Why? Because what are you bringing them into this world to experience, you know? Not going to be a lot of hunky-dory stuff going on here. Bringing them into a lot of chemtrails and everything else, and, you know, everybody now is getting drinking water in bottles, which I kind of heard about somebody talking about that about 10 years ago, and I don't have any, I don't drink soft drinks and bottles, and I thought, gee, it seemed kind of dumb to spend that much money for a soft drink bottle when you're just wanting to have water anyway. Why not just drink water? I had a hard time kind of looking and conceiving that if people would be buying bottled water, but sure enough, you got bottled water now. So why are you having that? Probably because the municipalities aren't cleaning the water good enough. But how do you know if it's really good to get it in the bottled water? Some water tastes awful. So I know I've got some, had to just spit the stuff out in bottled water. Anyway, I won't get into good or bad on that stuff. You all know what I'm talking about. So what are they going to have next? You know, what are you going to be bringing, just for yourself? What's going to happen in, ascension doesn't happen quick, we'll say. What's going to happen to everything here for you? And how is a young baby going to deal with, or a child deal with, chemtrails? Anyway, I won't get into that and all the pollution that's here. So I wouldn't want to have that responsibility myself of causing somebody harm. I'm in here to be born, so that's what I would look at and say with that. So it's to me, you know, I would not have a child, which I never had any children of my own anyway. Never wanted to have children. That's probably the reason why I knew what I'd be doing now, and it'd be a situation bringing children into the world here with all this negativity and stuff is not a cakewalk. So back to you.
Okay, so TP is wondering if there are any phony light chips out there. I guess any copies of the light chip, any light chips pretending to be the light chip that are not the light chip.
Well, that's why we put that special clearing online, you know, for people that may have thought they were doing clearings with the light, with the free codes that maybe got passed back and forth to people. Very possibly, if the light chip wasn't doing your healing, you didn't pay for it, then who was doing it for you? That's why I put on the website, on the clearing page, that if you have done that, use the code that was stolen or given to you by somebody, and up to you to get these negative energies off of you. Well, yeah, I'm sure that would be true, much like having your spirit doing the heart-to-mind drop without command in your spirit. That you also need to do, so that, you know, you can feel better and have your spirit actually do the work rather than having light of the darkness do it for you. Remember, if you just think in your mind, you're going to have a problem with all this energy. So you do want to and your spirit to do things. If you don't, then the light of the darkness is doing it for you. I've all been there before, probably through your whole life. So that's the main thing, is to do that clearing to be able to, have your spirit do it for you rather than having light of the darkness do it.
Okay, and TP is also wondering, Ron, if you could explain what the Star of Bethlehem is or was.
That's one of the light ships that came to protect Jesus for a short time. And so it was here, and the energy is very nice. I'll bring the energy in for everybody wish to experience that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, the clearing that you did for Janice, she's saying thank you. It was really bothering her. That was the hip and the leg and the ankle, I believe. And Austin was having some muscle twitching during, I think, that one. Mike's asking, is there a religious clearing for the sacraments we received? So that would be a Catholic ritual.
Yeah, that'd probably be the religious indoctrination clearing. That one would be what you'd want to do for that one.
Okay. Micah is mentioning I was able to do 400 timeline crashes, and I'm not sure what that's about, which topic that was, Micah, but well done. That's great.
Yep.
And I'm feeling it, Micah says. Donald's saying his head is dizzy. I'm not remember. Oh, this is caterpillars in finger joints, Pat is asking about. Yeah, you did the maggots on the head. That might have been what people are getting dizzy from and Austin was twitching from. So all these are available on the Alien Attack page and then also on Ron's 8-hour Sunday intensive. These are the kinds of things that Ron pulls out of us. So are you up for a caterpillar in the finger joints sample, Ron?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We'll just kind of see how you're feeling there.
Thank you. So I'm now seeing all the comments about the head ones that you did. Ron, Marcy was mentioning that she's had a lot of itching lately, and she doesn't know why. So it could well be these guys that Ron takes out, the maggots, and there are, you know, other things we have in our skin too. And Holly says her head and face, she can feel them coming off. Mike's head is itchy. I think I heard a beep. Did you hear a beep? Is somebody on the line?
This is Marcy.
Oh, hi, Marcy. You want to speak up just a little bit?
Okay.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about the special clearing.
Which one?
There's a specialty clearing if you have something you want to work on.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. For a physical issue?
Yeah, for my spine. I was thinking of sending money in for that, but I think it's something like $300. What does y'all do for that?
I don't know if it's that much money.
No, I think it's a lot less than that, actually. I'll try and look it up while you guys talk.
I'd be one of those ones that's, times your age or something.
No, I think it's a flat fee. I have
a
feeling
it's... That's what it looks like, because I typed in specialty clearing, and it came up five times, $5 per your age, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Are you over 60?
No, I'm... No, but 50, I'll be 54.
So that's a whole lifetime one. See, the reason why that would be a whole lifetime is because you're dealing with an issue that could have started when you're 2 years of age.
Right.
So that's why you'd want to get one of those, okay? Because whatever you're dealing with is typically something that has come out now at your older age, but it could have started when you're really young.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get it to nip it off at the bud, where it started.
All right.
Yeah, I see it now. I see it's $5 times your age. I'm sure there's another one on there that isn't that much, though. But Marcy,
but
you've got the buddy jump shot,
surgery.
Right?
I'm trying to skip surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm thinking I should have it done. But what consists of that? What are you all doing when you're doing that clearing?
Oh, you put in the situation that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Air that will start to clear away the energies that is causing you problems.
Okay. So it would be different for different people, Marcy, because it's a unique individual one where you type in your individual situation, so the light beings will go to work based on what you put in there. So for everybody, it would be a little bit different.
Okay. Well, that's having to do with the bones, so would it take care of all the bones or just the one thing if you have issues with joints and things?
Well, you type in what you want to have released from you, so.
Okay.
That's how the clearing works.
All right.
Everybody's a little different. The only reason why I put that clearing up is because some people, do have an issue that's not on the website. That would be a special issue so that you're able to get rid of stuff that's kind of attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic one there, so.
Remember we were talking about tendons not too long ago, and I don't know if Sherry Edwards, she has all these different tones. She'll listen to your voice, and she can say, oh, this tone is correlated to this, and she says the tendons are connected to the digestion. And so I thought that was fascinating. So when the light beings are working on us, are they putting light tones back into us? Is that what they're doing?
Nope. They're not. They're taking away your negativity, the judgments that you have stored inside of yourself.
Oh,
won't add anything to you because you already have it all. You just kind of blocked by the energy that's accumulated through this lifetime and from your past ancestors. They will take away from you your stuff that you're dealing with or recycling through you, which is a negativity, taking away the thoughts of your ancestors.
She says that our body is supposed to have everything, and then somehow we lose certain tones, and then after listening to the tones for so long, eventually the body will start kicking in and start making those tones again. But it almost sounds like the same but different, where you're getting rid of the negativity, and then your body's going to be able to do what it was, you know, originally supposed to do. Am I understanding
that? I would say
that?
So. That could be, you know, another way of looking at it. Yes, uh-huh.
And then I was reading the other day, the pituitary gland is what regulates the sleep. Is that correct? So I should do, you know, on that body jump, put something in there about the pituitary and see if it'll help me sleep better, maybe. Okay.
All right, just enlist, and maybe you have a lot more protection.
I did. I don't know. Do you see that I'm still enlisted? Because I enlisted weeks ago.
Yeah, looks like you are.
Any chance where I'm at? I was wanting to ask that. Where in the U.S.?
I don't see you out there fighting, so must have chose not to do any fighting or anything. So I'm not seeing you fight. Oh, you may want to get out there and fight.
Well, how do I change that? How do I get out there and fight? Because I don't know how to just say, hey, guys, I want to fight.
Yeah, you have to tell them.
Okay. So, all right. Thank you.
Joke.
All right. Thanks for calling, Mossy. So Mika is asking, do we have to timeline crash baptism?
Boy, yeah, you could be strung out on timelines on that. We can talk about that. We have time here. Heard a beep?
Yeah, I think I did too. Is someone else on the line? Hi, is anyone there?
Okay, we'll just talk about...
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there.
Hi.
Hi, it's Ed. They didn't have me turned up.
Okay.
Hi, Ed. We got you now. You're turned up.
Good, Ed.
Okay.
I mean,
great. On the internet, there's a channel, I think his name is Lloyd Webber, something like that, Webber, and he claims to be a channel for the Andromedans. Now, I have trouble with all this because you say you've killed them all, and I had a friend that's Alex Collier. He's been an Andromedan contactee for years and years. But he's told me he's working with the Andromedans from the eighth dimension in the future that have come back here to help us. So I'm wondering if, I know I've asked you this before, but you didn't have any information then, whether the Andromedans you took out were just the local ones and the ones from their future are actually a better class or a nicer group. And the question I have is that whatever group is now channeling or mental telepathy, whatever it is, to this Webber guy, he's saying they're reporting that they took out an underground base recently that I think it was under India, and it was like 18 miles under the earth. And so I'm saying to myself, well, there's a lot of contradictions here, because Ron and the Lightship has taken out Andromedan bases, and yet somebody is claiming to be an Andromedan, might be of an imposter, but they're claiming to be an Andromedan, and they're taking out bases. I'm just wondering where the truth of the whole thing is which Andromedans are we talking about? Are there good ones versus lower dimensional ones that are bad? Is somebody being an imposter on this channeling we're getting through? If they're all gone, how can they be channeling still? So I was just wondering if you got any more information on that.
Well, that's a good question. What I'll do is bring in the energy of the ones you got rid of, so everybody can feel that. Okay. Here we go. Let's bring in their frequency here. We'll bring the energy that Ed is talking about and put them side by side and see how they feel. So here we go. One, the ones that are no longer here. Two, three, four, five. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's how those energies felt. Now I'll bring in the ones that Ed's talking about. Here we go. One, two, feels completely different to me, but we'll see. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. Let's see if they have anything in common here, okay? We'll have the people judge this here who's listening. So now we're going to see.
Actually, Rod.
Okay, so we're going to see what
group. There's a third group. There's the group from the eighth dimension in the future, and then there's the group here now claiming they're destroying bases, and then there's the ones you got rid of. So there's three groups.
Yeah, that gets to be a little complicated, but I can put these two side by side, and I'm going to do that now and bring forth the energy that's different here. Whether they're in the future or not, or they are in the future, they still have a similar original energy from their creation of being that race, like their initial DNA. Here we go. So one, what's left over if you mix them together, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see if people feel on the fast chat here, if they feel like it's the same race. Number one, no apples and oranges being fruits, or if they're completely not even the same species. So let's see what we have here. We'll find out, Ed.
Okay.
Oh, as far as them being in the future or anything, yeah, that they can jump timelines and be in the future. And that could be one of the problems that we've been dealing with all along, is getting rid of the ones. We may have got rid of the ones that was here doing stuff, but they could possibly still have things, you know, coming through in the future.
The ones from the future, say they're from the eighth dimension, which, you know, beneficial to the Earth. They love us. They see darkness taking over here. They came here to stop it. And yet, contradicting that, as I told you the story how Alex took me on a walk one day, and he was amazed that they wouldn't pick us up with me along with him. And when I asked you about it, you didn't remember it later, but at the time you said they wouldn't pick you up because they couldn't control your frequency. Which makes me think, okay, so the guys from the eighth dimension future are good guys, but they still have a remnant of control going on in that they needed to control people before they would let them on their ship. And that seemed wrong to me. So let's see what happens.
Yep, so we'll see what people get here. I'll have to refresh my fast chat here to see if anybody's commented what they have felt with the two different energies, if they're the same or if they are similar. So we'll find out. Back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Ed. We'll see what people come up with here.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing any comments. Oh, yes, there are. Tony is saying completely different. Liz says their races feel different to me. Let's see. I think that's what we've got so far.
I couldn't feel any similarity between the two of them when I put them side by side or try to put them over each other. It felt like like a water buffalo, you know, and a snake. You know, they both are completely different energies. Remember, when people channel, good or bad, you know, they, whatever's channeling through them will probably do the buzzword of what's the most popular for the day. So, you know, they'll do that. And, you know, you have no validation of what the heck it is other than what they tell you is coming through. That's the problem with a lot of the channeling that we all probably understand about. If they were so helpful, they would come here and get us out of this mess. They already see what we're in. So, part of the problems. The flip side of that, you could say, well, they don't want to be coming into this negative place here to get terminated, and that could be possible too. But they're still not going to channel through people if they're not in duality. So if they're in duality, they're already suspect to something, and well, they must be getting some kind of benefit out of this situation. I do know that there's nothing that's alien or foreign fighting the battles here. So there's no other alien races coming in to help the forces, the physical humans on timelines fight, other than the light ship. That would be the galactic forces, we'll call it. Back to you, Carrie. Looks like our time is closing here. We got to...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't realize. Okay. So, all right. So, all the questions that I haven't read out, and there are a few of them still, if you guys want to send them over to, if you're going to be on the Q&A, to the Q&A email address, and that's CLS, like Creation Lightship, CLS questions, plural, at yahoo.com, and, you know, just pop in the subject bar that you'll be on the Q&A tonight, Wednesday night. And then the phone number to get into there, if somebody would like to type that into the fast chat, that would be great. It's 559-546-1301. 559-546-1301. And then the PIN number is 50-63-99 and the pound sign, 506-399-pound. And let's see, the next BBS show will be Station 2 on Friday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And I think that's it. Thanks to the callers for calling. And Ron, thank you for all the clearings tonight. And if any of you did feel benefit from that, you remember you can always send Ron a donation. He gives us so much for free on these shows, and donations are really helpful for him for keeping the shows on the air, because they do cost Ron $60 a pop. And if there is anyone new listening who has oodles and oodles of questions, and you would like to kind of have a show for yourself, you can sponsor any of these BBS shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday by sending Ron an email and a $60 donation. And I take a back seat, or Kathy, if she's hosting, takes a back seat, and the sponsor gets to kind of run the show and bring all their questions to Ron directly. So thanks again, Ron, and thanks to all of you for calling and for your questions tonight. We'll see you in a few minutes over on the Q&A.
Hey, everybody. So we'll see you later. Blessings.
Night-night.